What a banger. That was Lover's Rock by TV Girl. This is Bad Vice. I'm Cosmo.
I'm Nick.
I'm Anna.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow. Good job, guys. If it's your first time listening to us, welcome to the show. Bad Vice is WMFO's only show dedicated to giving you the cheapest therapy you'll ever receive. We are entirely run on student submissions, so all the stories you hear are actual stories sent in by actual people. And if you want to send in a story yourself, you can do so through the link in our bio at The Bad Vice Show on Instagram. Also, as a disclaimer, while we technically won't say anything explicit, this is probably catered to a non-child audience. So you've been warned. If you're a child, tune off. If you have childlike behaviors, turn off. And finally, if it wasn't obvious, none of us are professionals. Bad Vice is not a replacement for therapy. If you are battling with mental health problems, please consult a real doctor. Once again, if you are actually unwell, get help. And please, God, oh God, stop listening to student radio shows for advice. Hi, guys.
Hey, Cosmo.
What's going on?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are we feeling? Shabbat Shalom, by the way, for those that partake.
Oh. Well, yes.
Heck yeah.
Well, yes. Anna, how was your MCC thing?
Oh, it was great. There was no one that came. It was actually, like, it was super cute. They catered food from Oasis. I don't know if any people from Medford are listening, but this is an Oasis plug. It's a Brazilian restaurant. and they had Brazilian food, and Brazilian food is really good. So I was enjoying myself. It's for parents weekend, but no Latinx students came to our table, at least. So that's good.
Okay.
But love MCC. Yummy. Shout out Mexican Culture Club. Yeah.
Shout out also Edgar for helping you out.
Oh, yeah. He came late, so.
That's fun. Okay.
Love that.
Also, what happened with your landlord? Question mark.
Oh, my God.
So the people came to the, not the club, but the house instead.
The club. yeah, so instead of going to my tabling event, they all went to my house. No, my housemate texted me. I was at the tabling event. She texted me earlier. She's like, hey, four people just came into our home. And I was like, well, I feel like that's illegal.
Violation.
And she was like, yeah, apparently they're like touring the apartment. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Because first of all, like, isn't there supposed to be like a 24, like in her lease it says 24 hour notice before like you let people tour? Second of all, tour the apartment. So yeah, I might be kicked out of my home soon by these four people. No, but I just texted my landlord and I was like, hey King, don't do that. He was like, my fault. It was supposed to be for the other unit, so yeah.
That's what I'd say too if I was trying to get out of
convenient excuse.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a pretty big mess up. Like,
I agree.
It was supposed to be for the other unit. Sorry,
I came
in.
The other unit is like on the other side of like where our door is, so I'm just like a little bit confused where.
Well, have you considered that he's just a guy? You know,
yeah,
we
right.
all make mistakes.
You know what?
And Cosmo's a landlord.
Landlord.
Simplicant.
Apologist.
Yeah, apologist.
Yeah.
For sure. It
turns out you've been my landlord this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think I actually have a very special relationship with our landlord.
Walter.
I don't know why, but I think he likes me. Like, not in a like way, but I think he's like, is just strangely fond of me. I'm supposed to be shoveling snow for him, and he's paying me.
No way.
Maybe we can earn back those laundry quarters.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's the other thing. Do you want to explain the laundry quarter thing?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, unfortunately, it's fairly common in houses around Tufts, but we have an in-house laundry, like a washer-dryer unit in our basement that's used by all eight tenants, and we have to pay for the drying machine. So at least not the washing machine, we get half. But also, it's like, it's in our house, you know, we don't pay to use the refrigerator or dishwasher. Why do we need to pay $2 in quarters every time we dry our clothes, right?
$2 in quarters for a dryer?
Exactly.
Oh my
so
God.
we're in the process of negotiating, a little conflict resolution going on. Stay tuned for a solution.
By negotiating, Nick means that he Venmo requested us for $85 or wants us to, and we just have not responded to him. So we're kind of at a stalemate.
Yeah.
$85, I feel like, is a little bit steep.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I only got them, like, $60 worth of quarters, but, you know, like,
okay,
money for the burden, like, it took me, like, at least 20 minutes.
I get it. You have to,
I have to go to three places on Boston Ave.
Yeah, three places on Boston Ave.
Shout out Nick's Pizza, though. They have a lot of quarters there.
Oh, perfect. Well, yeah. I'll go whenever I need quarters. Actually, the one good thing about my apartment is that it's, like, free laundry, so you guys, yeah. Sorry, not to flex on you.
Well, now I'm coming to your house to do my call.
Yeah, besides, do that 15-minute walk.
Besides the whole breaking in of it all, how's your landlord? Like, as a guy?
I feel like I can't talk about my landlord on the air.
Okay,
I'll get
enough.
Really...
Fair enough.
You know.
Okay.
But...
He could be listening, you mean? Or you just...
Yeah, he's always lurking. Who knows? He could be coming to my
house.
He's
gonna come into the studio right now.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, I actually own this place, so... Yeah.
Is that what he actually said?
No, but... You know,
the
it's the everything that he's ever told me has that sort of like subtext, like, well, I own this place, so I can do whatever I want, which is like valid.
He's not wrong.
He is not. That is his property, and I am paying him rent. However, like I am living there currently, so I have rights, tenant rights.
That's right.
Let him know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Cosmo, what's new with you?
It's real. I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been locked in today. It was one of those days where I told myself I'd wake up at like 7:30 and like go to the gym and like run and like turn my life around within a day. And I ended up waking up, I think, at 11. And then I drank too much coffee and got scared. And then I tried working on my political psychology exam, which I have due on Monday. And I also have a 10-page essay due on Monday. And also compositions for Spanish. And so I'm like, I don't know.
You're having a really good weekend is what you're
saying. It's fine. You know what? It's just like no one to blame except for myself. But we're good. Other than that, exciting stuff going on. One of our housemates' parents are visiting, which is fun. Kai's parents are visiting.
Oh, hi,
so are mine.
So are Nick's. That's true.
No way. Are they listening? Are they tuning in?
Oh, no, they're not here yet. Kai's parents, maybe, maybe not.
But that's, we have that to look forward to. Other than that, I don't know. I think that's kind of it for me. Fresh cut.
Yeah, I see that. I actually cut all of them.
Yeah, I've regressed in age a couple of years, but that's fine. I don't know. That's kind of just the constant male struggle of haircuts, I fear.
Yeah. Real.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying yeah, but I feel like you don't.
Well, I am not a man, but I can relate. No, I can't.
No, you're not. It's, you know, that thing where, like, you get a haircut, and then, like, every guy who gets a haircut for, like, 2 weeks, like, doesn't want to, like,
talk about it.
Yeah, like, you're all wearing a hat, and it's like, oh,
and then that two-week period finishes, and you're, like, just top of the world. You're just...
Yeah.
So you got another 12 days,
pretty
more
much.
Or less.
Another 12 days before
but
I can
you
show
said
my
they didn't
face.
Even use, like, a buzzer. They just used, like, your barber used scissors on you.
Yeah, yeah, I like so, that. That's what I don't want to get...
You call that a haircut?
Dude, I don't want to get a... Listen, you may want a low taper fade, Nick, but I can't do that, dude. I'm
why not?
I don't know. I'm trying to go for the El Natural look, you know? I gotta. It's like,
all right, well, you're going to be back to your previous length in a month. I mean, it looks good, but I feel you haven't committed to the struggle enough. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. I got to go harder, you mean? Like, I got to
yes,
go.
Yes, in other words, yes.
Yeah, maybe. What do you go for when you get a haircut? What are you telling me?
It changes every time, but normally I pull up either, like, Pinterest or like some like I don't know like NBA cut that I see on like league
NBA
fits.
Cut.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. You just got to go for the people that do it best. Like they have like you know.
Right.
Very true. Expensive barbers and no, so I maybe show that to the barber. I mean my barber's at home, so I don't really get haircuts up here, but I might have to soon, and I'll see. We'll see about that. Yeah.
I respect that, but I fear that's a little bit like going into like a Toyota dealership and asking for like a Lamborghini. Like they pay their barbers so much money, I feel like.
Yeah.
And asking the same thing from like just a regular barber might be tricky.
Yeah. No, I
are
hear
you saying that regular barbers can't do what they do at the NBA?
I don't know if that's it might be what I'm saying. I actually don't entirely know what I'm saying.
That's
know.
Crazy.
What do you how do you when do you get your haircut? How do you get your haircut?
I cut my own hair.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, for our lovely viewer listeners, actually, it's because you can't view. I have curly hair, and finding a person that can cut curly hair is, like, the worst adventure you can go on. Like, it's either they'll, like, cut it so short, because, like, when curly hair is wet, it's, like, obviously stretchy, so when it dries, it, like, shrinks down. So, like, my hair wet is, like, a little bit longer than what my hair is like dry, and they always cut it wet, and then I have like a really short haircut right after. And so like after in sixth grade I got a wet haircut and I looked like Hagrid for the entirety of middle school.
No.
So ever since then I've been a little scared, but maybe it's time to like venture into like a curly hair specialist or something. But yeah
I think so.
I cut my own hair.
It looks nice. Good. I feel like you're doing well for cutting your own hair.
Agreed. I mean I just kind of like whatever, like, the ends look dead, I'll just cut it off. I don't think that's, like, a good way to go about it, because I've never, ever measured my hair. Like, I sometimes do it in the mirror.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I'm like, ugh, I hate it, so yeah. I'll just cut it.
Yeah, that's real. Well, if you need someone to cut your hair on campus, check out Andy Wu.
Tufts of Hair.
The barber. Do you know who this is?
Yes, of course. Okay. I followed him on Instagram.
Okay, great. So your post notifications are turned on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yes.
Cosmo,
well, yes.
Do you have a cut that's posted on there by any chance?
No. Oh, my God. He almost had me for a second, and then I backed out. I was like, I can't. I just remember seeing he posted this one kid and did him so dirt. Not like the haircut. Haircut was fine.
Sure.
It's like a normal haircut. What was bad was the angle that he shot this dude from. It was like...
And you were afraid?
Yeah. I mean, like, it was literally like a 0.5, like, under the chin shot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
But the after was like him like Chad face. So I think it was clearly intentional, but I was like, I'm so horrified of being posted like that for everyone to see on his Instagram that I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And I got a free haircut from your ex-roommate,
my
actually.
Ex-roommate. Yeah. Shout out to Mia. I miss them so much. I hope they're listening. They're not, but...
there's a... maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Not zero chance.
Anyway. Yeah, no, I remember coming back from class and you were just in our room with their shirt. And I was like, hold on. but then they pulled out the scissors and I was like, okay. Like, yeah.
I was very happy with that haircut. That's honestly, that's when I learned that as a guy, you got to go scissor cut. If you're afraid of the 2 week grace period of having a horrible haircut, just go scissors. I think that's like the best advice I've gotten from that.
Right. Anyway, speaking of
advice,
haircuts and advice, wow, it's almost like our topic this week is class crushes.
That's so true. What a great transition.
Yeah, it was not forced at all.
I want to start us with one story that I actually read before this started. That is a stray story from last time that we didn't get to.
Wait, I know.
Yeah, you might know which one I'm talking about. Also so does not relate to the prompt.
I don't know what we're talking
time.
About.
So our last episode, if you couldn't make it, was friendship breakups.
Yeah.
We got this in between friendship breakups and
class
this
crush,
episode.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing like maybe
we got it at 4:01 p.m. last week on Friday.
Okay.
Our show ends at 4:00. So.
So yeah. Maybe it was just on their mind.
Maybe.
Anyways, I have to be a listener, though.
I'm going to read it now, but I will say that it's really funny, and I wish I could read the actual words, but I do have to self-censor a little bit. So this is it, and it's Glory. Once lost a bet to a friend and need to get my butt waxed, which I still do, by the way. That's it. I have questions, and there's not enough information here for me to work with.
That's
all
you got? The way I know who submitted this.
Yeah, once lost a bet to a friend and need to get my butt waxed, which I still do, by the way. So, to me, my first question is, does that mean you haven't done it yet?
Okay, wait, I know who this is.
You did it, you liked it, and like you're going to keep doing it now.
I hate to say this. I know this person who submitted. It was one of my coworkers at Penn this summer.
Oh, no way.
And... yeah, he lost a bet. I think it was the Euros. He bet on, I forgot who. I'm sorry, guys. The Euros happened a long time ago.
He
bet on the wrong team.
Not on Spain.
Not on Spain. Mm-hmm. And then Spain lost, and he was like, "Damn." So
and now he's in.
So now
he's gonna
now
be
he's
in Spain.
Now he's gonna be in Spain without the S. Yeah. So yeah, that's the context of that. I don't know if he wanted me to tell this story online. I really don't talk to him about his butt.
Pause.
Or the yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should reconsider and reach out to him. See if he's okay. See if you need some emotional support on that one. Here's the thing. I don't know why he hasn't done it yet.
You're assuming though that's what the language means.
Yeah, I know that's
you
what
you know
it
what
means.
I'm saying. Like, read that, Nick. What do you think?
No, I'm not gonna read it for a third time on air. Yeah, I'll read it in my
he
head.
He hasn't done it yet, so I think he's just waiting for the right opportunity or a good waxing place. I don't know. I just think.
Is there such thing?
I've never looked.
I plead the fifth. Like
personally, I've never looked, but I think, you know, they're not that hard to find.
Yeah.
I just think it might be a little bit weird to like walk into like a waxing place and be like, "Hey, can you just wax my butt?"
I also think that as a guy, like your immediate instinct is like, if you go into one of those places, you're going to tell them that like you lost a bet, which is so much funnier because then it makes it seem like you didn't lose a bet and you're like just trying to like come up with a reason to not feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I think that's really funny. I also know, I don't think they're listening to this. But I know someone who last year told me that their roommate would do that for them.
What?
I wish I was joking, but she was just very close with her roommate, apparently, and they would do that.
Wow.
Listen, I was very close with my roommate last year. I would never. Levy's Mia.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Does that go for housemates too?
Does that go for housemates?
Asking for a friend, like, yeah. Not for me, but like.
Shit. No, I'm definitely not me.
Did you bet on Spain too, or what's the
deal? No, I'm not of gambling age yet.
Oh, fair enough.
One day.
So what's our advice, guys?
Our advice is to get it done.
Rip the Band-Aid.
What's stopping you? Mm-hmm. Literally rip the Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Or the wax strip, if you will. Get it done.
Support a local business, preferably. You know, maybe there's like a non-chain, like not European wax center, but somewhere that's, you know,
a
more
Brazilian
homegrown.
Wax center.
Right, exactly.
You know,
that's so true.
Latinx representation.
No,
there
you go. Cheaper. Help us, like, you know, with the economic recovery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. No, yeah. I think, you know, there's nothing that... It might be a little embarrassing to walk in, but, like, once you get it done, you'll be really smooth. And I think that's... Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
That's
it might be painful, but it's worth it.
I have not waxed before, but I did once when I was doing club swimming get pretty close because sometimes... What you end up doing is like shaving your body right before like final competitions. And I was not that good of a swimmer, but everyone else was doing it. And I was like, all right, let's see if this shaves off 0.3 seconds of time. Let me tell you, it was the most uncomfortable I think I've ever been in my life. Getting fully shaving and then having to wear a Speedo and then wear your school clothes over that, which were jeans. Oh my God, that's the worst thing ever. I would not wish that upon, like, my worst enemy.
Like, was it just, like, was your skin itching?
It just feels weird. I don't know. Ah. Like, it's not comfortable. I don't know. Not for me. Maybe for this guy, but...
Noted.
Hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to judge you on your waxing practices. We're just here to tell you to do what you bet on, you know? Anyway,
yeah, but
true. Nick, you want to read the first story?
Yeah, let's hit it. So this is with this week's theme, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Classroom crush, colon, as in like the grammar thing. My biostats professor in my grad program is only 26. We are 4 years apart. I think she has been flirty. Parentheses, not going to lie. I swear me and my friends see something. Opinions in all capital letters.
Interesting. Scandalous.
Yeah.
And a grad student and an undergrad.
Professor who's only 26 is pretty impressive.
No, yeah.
I don't know what I'll be doing at 26, but probably not teaching.
Especially biostatistics.
Right.
But this is a dilemma, I will say.
Mm.
I think...
What's the rule? The rule is like no relations with... someone that's teaching you.
Yeah, but I think TAs are different. I don't know if this is like a professor or TA or...
What does that sound?
From outside? On the street?
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly what it is. TAs might be different. I know this because I may have looked it up in freshman year.
Interesting.
But we don't have to expand on that. That's
no,
fine.
We do, I think.
No, it's okay. No, it's really, quite frankly, it's okay. But,
but
I think you might be right about that. I think it's TAs are fair game.
Interesting. So, I mean, I don't know. Does it say TA or professor?
It does say professor.
Interesting. So I think that might be a conflict. Like, maybe you guys have flirtatious banter, but, you know.
Be true. That's very true.
You gotta wait until...
Semester's almost done.
Yeah, semester's almost done. Like, wait.
Halfway point.
I mean, we got, like, 2 months left. That's a long time to wait.
However, I will say that there's definitely a power imbalance in this. And, like, not that 4 years is, like, a huge amount of time, but, like, you're in undergrad and they're in grad school. That's definitely, like, a different phase of life.
Well, I think they're a grad student in, like, this is, like, their grad biostats program.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe they're, like... And I'm assuming 4 years age gap, so they're probably 22, professor 26.
Yeah. Okay, my fault. I can't do math, apparently. I was thinking...
No, you're good, you're good. I mean, it's Friday. We're all checked out.
Yeah. Well, I think even then, it's, like, a little bit of, like, a different stage in life because you just started grad school, and then this professor is probably, like, graduated grad school.
Yeah.
So I just, like, different phases in life. But, I mean, if you're, like, really into it, I would say, like... You can shoot your shot, and then since they're
shoot
not
your shot now,
no.
Okay.
No. When the semester ends, and then if it goes south, you never have to see them again.
That's true. Good things come to those that wait.
Yeah, literally.
And that includes professors.
Yeah.
I disagree with you guys here, but I'm not going to elaborate.
This is not good advice at all. This is bad advice, but you know.
Refuse to elaborate.
Y'all are too mature.
Fair enough. Have you guys had any classroom crushes of your own? I'm curious.
I think we're all human. Well, yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, yes.
Pull a Nick, refuse to elaborate.
I might even have one right now.
Oh my god. Spill.
No. Oh.
Okay.
I mean, also, like, I to your former question, like, I was like, oh, I know this is going to come up, and I need to think about this, and I was, like, thinking really hard the past 2 days, and I haven't thought of anything, so I'm going to go back to Anna.
Me.
And then maybe I'll think of something in the next few minutes. But, yeah, tell us more about your classroom crushes in the past,
Well, in the past, I don't know. I think I've had one, like, every semester, except this one, but, I remember in Intrad IR, there was this guy that always participated, and I was like, wow, like...
In, like, a non-annoying way?
In a non-annoying way.
That's really
hard,
impressive.
Hard to find.
Hard to find. And low-key, like, that was what did it for me. But then we were in recitation together. It's like, I hate him, actually, so...
You got too much of him talking, and then you realized.
I don't know what his name was. It was, like, yeah.
Okay. Was it a viewpoint? Or was it just he just started talking too much and you were like, all right, we can simmer down.
Just the right amount where he wasn't annoying, mm-hmm. and he wasn't like trying to like impress Greenhill. Ooh.
Sirens in the background.
Okay. he wasn't trying to impress Greenhill with like, you know, like random facts that he knew that he got from Model UN in high school. You know, like this was like actual like. Whoa, what's going on outside?
So is that part of the Shame on Tufts thing?
Yeah, I think it's a union workers strike.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, right. And we're talking about classroom crushes. Yeah. Read the room. No, but yeah, I think it's just like the right amount of talking where it wasn't like, I'm like really smart and I want you all to know, mm-hmm. you know. It was insightful. But then he turned out to be a really bad, like a really annoying person, so...
Mm.
It was short-lived.
Do you know how he's doing now?
I actually don't know his name, and I haven't seen him since.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Mysterious.
Transient, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun. I feel like any classroom crush I've had, never acted on it, and then realized it was too late after the fact.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And I think that's how these things go a lot of the time.
Yeah, for sure. I think... But, like, a classroom crush is hard to act on because, like, you don't know if they've ever seen you. Especially, yeah. in, like, bigger lectures. Like, it's just hard. Like, also, like, how do you, like, approach this person and, like, I like you because we're the same class.
Exactly. I was reading an article in the Tufts Observer from, like their latest editions, like, a week or two ago. And they had a whole, like, two-page column on this very subject. And I think... I know at least one or two of the authors, and now they had a great analysis, but then when it came to the advice part, I feel like there's no good advice, because their advice, kind of to your point, Anna, was just to try to sit next to them, which can be really awkward because of, you know, the unassigned assigned seating that happens right after like day two of class, mm-hmm. And then also second fold because of I don't know if that's a word, but also because of so that was the first part of the advice, but then the second part I was like, oh, this doesn't make sense. It's like, they're like, oh well, you can like get their number and then text them like something like, oh, do we have class tomorrow, like ? And then I also feel like that's like really stupid, because like, unless you're just like such a naive person.
Do we have class tomorrow?
Okay, yeah, like maybe like there's like 2 or 3% of like people that are just like, they have that personality where it's like, okay, it makes sense they're asking that, even if they're like a smart person on paper, right? But no street smarts. I also think that could really, I don't know, maybe backfire. Yeah. When you're weighing the pros and cons here.
I think the best way to approach a classroom crush is, like, establish some sort of, like...
Dominance.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
I think, ironically, asking if we have class tomorrow is its own form of riz, in that, like, you're clearly not asking for any, like, reasonable reason.
Hey,
I don't know.
Do we have class tomorrow?
Like, hey, same time next week, question mark? Like, yeah, that's how class works.
Yeah.
That's,
well, that is funny. Actually, yeah, that's our advice. Ask stupid questions. Yeah. Or ask really insightful questions.
That is, in its own way, the whole just asking questions about class,
mm-hmm.
post-class,
yeah.
like, by
right.
texting. There's
yeah.
something to that. There's something mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
There is.
I think, like, the best way to, like, kind of shoot your shot with a person is, like, hey, do you want to, like, study together for this exam?
You think that'd work on you?
Low-key. Okay. Unless it was, like, genuine out of, like, need for a study. Like, if it wasn't, like, needing to study, if it was, like, this is, like, what? Like, an introductory class to, like, mm-hmm. random stuff. Like, you don't need to study. Then it's, like, eh, yeah. But then if it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Just me asking someone in my math of social choice class to study after class.
Yeah. That would be Riz. But if it was like,
after
I don't
a
know,
day where
CS
he actually
15,
canceled class mm-hmm. anyways.
Yeah. No, I mean, after like a class like CS 15, if they asked me to study, I'd be like, oh, we need to study.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I don't know.
I think it would work even better if it was after a class that got canceled that day. Just being like, hey, I was really confused during class today, like, meet up and study, question mark. Like, mm-hmm. I think, I don't know, that'd do it for
that's
me.
That's cute.
The question here is, if you're studying with a theoretical class crush for both of y'all, do you think it would be, like, more motivating because it's like, oh, I got to know my, like, crap now? Mm-hmm. Or would it be more distracting because they're your class crush?
I'm not getting any work done. That's for sure.
Yeah,
even
no.
if we do
that's
actual funny. Work, my brain is going to be elsewhere. I feel like I'm not going to be able to focus.
Fair enough.
Ridiculous.
Cosmo, do you have any tales of your own to share
yeah.
on this
I don't
subject?
Know.
We both shared, but you haven't.
I don't know if what Nick said can be counted as sharing.
I,
but
I have
that's
one.
Fine.
I have one.
You don't have to
you
share.
Go. No, I have one for y'all. I wasn't going to share it afterwards, but I will. But right. You should go first.
Okay. I don't really know. I had more so like campus crushes freshman year, which I think is really fun to have because then you, like, especially if you never interact with them ever because it's like never meet your idols type thing. And I remember freshman year, I think I was on Hinge at one point and I had matched with, I can't remember her name, but I'd matched with someone and her first photo was her and my campus crush together.
Oh, I remember
it
this.
It turns out that they were best friends. And I freaked out because I was like, okay, well now I'm cooked, chat. Like, I don't know what to do because I can't. You know, if I pursue the Hinge person, I've lost my campus crush. And if I pursue the campus crush, I've lost my Hinge person. So I was kind of like checkmated and I couldn't do anything. Cut to.
What a horrible situation to be in.
Right? Poor me.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel really bad for you, Cosmo.
No, but I was just like, all right, well, that's that. Funny enough, though, I ended up running into her, not the campus crush, but the Hinge person, like a year later, and she was actually rushing. And
oh, with you?
No, she was new pledge class.
Okay.
And new members.
Okay.
I was already in.
Right.
So power imbalance.
Cool
right?
guy alert.
Yeah.
So I was like, I saw her and she was in a group and we're all supposed to like go and talk to these people. And I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable. So I just pretended like I didn't know who she was. And I like fully introduced myself. Would try to be as nice as possible, but like also as clueless as possible. And it was totally fun and everything worked out. So moral of the story there, never meet your campus crushes.
Never meet your idols or your campus crushes.
As limerences in your mind.
I think like having an eye contact shift, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now and then, that's fine. But, like, once you, like, start talking to it, like, kind of ruins, like, the eye contact ship of it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
It's no longer a
You no longer idea. Look forward to looking at this person mm-hmm. randomly, you
yeah.
know?
What's the word, like, the phrase that heart wants but it can't have?
Exactly.
You know? I think it's
I
a
think
bit of
once
that.
You, like, ruin that sort of thing, it kind of ruins the I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying ruin a lot. Nick, what about your campus crush?
Well, let me raise you another externality here. What if your campus crush what if your class
I think you're changing the subject.
No, I'm genuinely not. So, hear me out. What if your class crush graduates?
Then your life is ruined.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
Tea. I don't know. My campus crush was my DA like a year ago.
Curse.
Yes. Yes.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
And he graduated recently, and I was like, damn, like, oh, misconnection. But, like, he was also my DA.
It's funny because we're like, oh, misconnection, but we never acted on it. So it's like,
never. I actually, like, would go to, like, our recitation and, like, refuse to ask him a question because I'd be like, oh, what if he thinks I'm stupid? And, like, I was really struggling in that class, so I should have been asking questions.
Yeah, that's
he
all graduated? Point of recitation.
Yeah.
He was nice.
He was a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked him. He was cool.
Yeah. Cosmo and I were in the same class.
We were.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. I want to ask you to specify.
Yeah, not to be in so ambiguous, but mm-hmm.
Anyway, Nick.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna share, but I'm gonna like make it like a little bit ambiguous, like the details ambiguous.
Right, because God forbid.
Yeah, I mean, offline, you know. But
we're
anyway,
so popular.
I know. I like the half the campus is, at least is listening to this right now.
Yeah. Obviously.
No. So like, I was in this class last fall on post-Soviet politics. Super fun class, by the way. And there is this girl that sat in front of me, and I just had, like, the hugest class crush on her. And also, same idea. Like, she would participate, but, like, in a very, like, you know, kind of wise way. I mean, also, she was a senior. And then, like, she would, like, oscillate between that and, like, looking at, like, grad school applications. I was like, oh, that's really impressive. Yeah, never acted on anything. Like, was in a small group with her or, like, discussions a couple times. Nothing. It was just always in my mind. And then later... in like January, so after the fall semester, I matched with her on an unspecified dating app that I was only using for a short period of time because I was like, why not? And I was like, oh, interesting. And then nothing ever came of that. But then fast forward another month, I was being interviewed for an unspecified role. And two of my interviewers were two seniors in the program. And sure enough, she was one of them. And suffice to say, I got the role. I don't know whether it was because of that or because of, you know, like maybe I had some skills. Can't really tell. But I just thought it was really funny because like we both see each other there and like obviously, like, you know, we'd match whatever. Like we knew each other's names and stuff, but there's just no acknowledgement at all. And then the interview went like, I mean, it went pretty well, but it was just kind of like unspoken. And I'm sure as soon as I left the room, she like went turned to the other interview. She's like, oh, you know, I think about that sometimes. Hope she's doing well. But yeah, she graduated last spring. So too bad.
It's so weird using dating apps on this campus because you will find whoever you match with at some point
in
time.
Yeah.
Like the other day, someone I matched with a year ago. I deleted dating apps like a long time ago. Someone I matched with a year ago that never like acted on literally came to my place of employment the other day. And I was like, oh my God, I literally know you.
Can I ask, in that situation, was there an acknowledgement of the fact that you knew each other?
Well, okay, he was looking for an event that was being held at my place of employment, and I worked the front desk, so he...
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that was so rude. Well,
no,
I worked the front
Anna,
desk.
Your motorcycle.
Yeah, no, oh my god, guys, I got really excited. he came to ask me for directions to the thing. He was like, do you know where this event is happening? And I was like... Yeah, it's upstairs. And then, but like, he was like, hey, and then he like paused and we kind of just like stared. And then he was like, oh, anyway, yeah, it's like super awkward running into your,
you know, it doesn't have to be. And I maintain this argument. I think if you can have a sense of humor about it, it can be really funny.
I think just like, yes, but also place of employment is like a little bit insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's silly. I think, you know, there's that saying of, what is it, don't, I don't know what the clean version is, but, like, don't poop where you sleep, I guess, is the saying. And so it comes with the territory that if you're going to be matching with people that you go to school with, you got to be prepared to see them.
Yeah.
You
got
to act like you could literally see them the next day.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, would you be all right with, like, joking with them? And I think if the answer is yes to that question, you're in good hands.
You're giving good advice.
Otherwise, like,
we should change
the
name of this.
Yeah.
Or, no, you know what the pattern is? Like, you, like Anna, you and I will just go back and forth with the hot takes. And then, like, Cosmo tries to take it all and, like, provide a Cosmo conclusion where he just swoops it all together and then makes a funny pun. And then all the listeners, like, applaud.
Dude,
you
they
actually,
all laugh
you
so
clocked
hard.
Me. Exactly. You clocked me on that. I literally, when you were talking about your story of that like girl interviewing you, your crush, I was going to be like, you got the role, but you applied to the wrong role.
I hear what you're saying. Hey, one day.
Okay, unrelated. I know the listeners can't see this. Is that Glenn Powell on the ceiling? Is that a drawing of Glenn Powell?
Can I ask who is Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell's an actor.
He was in Twisters most recently. Or yeah. Twister?
Twisters?
Plural?
Well,
is that the movie about like the game Twister?
No.
No, it's about a tornado.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You'd think it would be about the game, but no, it's about Storm Chasers.
Okay.
And it's a really good, not boring movie at all. So.
Okay. Huh. So I just imagine like a Jumanji style, like, oh, like let's make a movie based on a board game.
And it's Twister.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's been a lot of like corporate movies recently, like the Cheetos movie. Or like,
wait, I mean, half of it is advertising.
The Hot Cheetos movie?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Did you see
that
it?
That one was adorable. I loved it.
You know what I learned? I thought it was really cute. Apparently, it's entirely made up. Like, that story is just not how things went down.
Oh.
I know. What? Sorry. Not to shatter your dreams.
Oh, my
but,
God. It was, like, the... Like, I was, like, so... Like, sorry... Guys, did you know I'm Mexican? No, but I was, like... Wow, like, the Mexican representation of this is crazy, because, like, I was like, everyone eats hot Cheetos, everyone knows what Flaming Hot is, and it was made by a Mexican man.
Yeah.
But I
That's
guess not.
True. He was Mexican. He still is Mexican, actually.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't...
just like me.
The way of how it went down, apparently, is, like, just so not what actually happened. But between that movie and, like... God, what was it? The Trolls movie? Is that what it is? Trolls, the little troll dolls?
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
And then there was like one...
The Barbie movie?
Yeah. Barbie,
the
Air Jordan. Like the just Jordan Nike deal.
Yeah. The commodification
Ferrari
movies.
Versus Ford.
Yeah. Let's talk about the...
Let's talk about the material.
Another conversation.
Anyway, well, talking about educational stuff...
Yeah.
We still have to do our PSA.
We do. Oh my God. So I didn't even realize this. Someone printed this out for me, but these are some of the PSAs that I did. This is the old one, the
awesome
probiotics. Here's a new one that I wrote.
Boring.
That is kind of meta a little bit in that the photo is the old Tufts members of the Ham Radio Club at Tufts, which was active from 1930 to 2003. Kind of crazy photo. They're in the basement of West Hall.
Wait, what is Ham Radio?
To live there.
Ham radio? Oh my God, this is going to be painful for anyone that's listening that actually knows what it is, because I'm going to butcher this. To my knowledge, it's kind of just like amateur DIY radio.
Guys, just so you know, Cosmo's going on Google right now.
I fully am. Yeah, no, I was right. It's amateur radio. Okay. It's a popular hobby and service that brings people together using, the radio frequency spectrum. Anyways, on that note, do you want to read this?
Yeah, sure.
Cook?
Let's go ham.
Wow. Okay.
Tufts Archival Research Center. And there is enclosed a photo of Tufts members of W1KN, which is the ham radio club in the basement of West Hall, where Anna used to live. We'll post a photo on our story for those that are really curious.
Her exact room, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Here we are. Yeah. Are you considering... Oh, oop. All right. From the top. Are you interested in Tufts or Medford/Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure through the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m., and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
I love that. I might hit them up.
They're pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that I learned, sorry, I'm adding a song. I learned that it's really fun to just like peruse that website.
Yeah.
Because Tufts looked so much more different in the past. Mm-hmm. It's obvious. They had a massive radio tower that actually fell down over the train tracks at one point.
Whoa.
But there's so many cool, just old photos and like newspaper clippings and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's really easy to like look back at, you know, our grandparents, if they're still alive, or our parents, and be like, to think that their world was just so distant from ours.
Yeah.
But like, these are people that were our age.
Yeah.
That were kind of just messing around with radios in the basement of West Hall.
And it's really gross in there. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. it's like so interesting to see pictures of West, sorry, not West, Tufts, mm-hmm. in like the 50s, 60s, or like mm-hmm. seeing like when Tufts had Jackson College, which for our listeners who don't go to Tufts, it was like the women's college of Tufts, and like seeing like Metcalf,
yeah,
being actually like a female dorm and like the uniforms they had to wear, and now like
uniforms,
yeah, the girls had to wear like uniforms.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, sheesh. They hate women, but
I guess so.
Messed up.
But yeah, it's like super interesting, and also like seeing the change in architecture as you go from like the academic quad mm-hmm. to like downhill is just yeah. crazy.
I mean, I feel like the architecture is almost the most apparent part of the history, right? Because like there's everywhere, there's like a dichotomy between like, oh, like new glass panes and then just like some building from the 1850s.
It's just so wild, right? Sitting in like the terrace room and being able to see at the SEC from the window, and then sitting in like the most rundown building in the world.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my, yeah, that place.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of which, can I ask like a quick side bit question? Because this has like been a very divisive subject on Tufts campus right now. What are y'all's thoughts on the new additions to the Eaton Hall renovation with the big glass kind of like panel circle area in the front?
Ooh, I think it's going to look incredibly out of place. Like, yeah.
Really?
Like, okay, it's literally East Hall, and then right next to it is Goddard Chapel, which looks like a medieval chapel. Mm-hmm. And then in front of it is like Eaton and Breaker, which I hate, but just like having that really modern building in front of like these really, really old buildings is just gonna look weird. Like, it's like how Barnum is like half brutalist architecture and half like brick. Like, it makes no sense. And it's like right in front of West, which is like this beautiful building, but like the front part of it is like brutalist architecture.
Yeah, right. You know, here's the thing. Hot take, guys. Okay. Sorry.
Let's hear it.
I think you're right. It's gonna look incredibly out of place. But I think this campus needs some modernizations.
Oh, I agree.
And I think, yes, it'll look weird when it's like part brick and also an entire just glass wall. But I don't know. Nick and I were in like Halligan the other day.
Yeah.
One of the more modern buildings.
Wait, I was supposed to gatekeep that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We weren't
not,
in Halligan.
Not a good study
not
spot
Halligan,
at all.
Actually.
Wait, no. I went there to poster for my job, undisclosed. Yeah. And
it's like, wonderful.
What is this place? Yeah, it's magical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but we don't know. It doesn't exist.
And
anyway, we
that
were
that building, yeah, one of the more modern ones. And I think it's so much better. And I think we collectively, maybe this is kind of going to your point of, you know, being able to be in the terrace room and then look at the SEC and just see like such a stark difference between buildings. We got to start making changes somehow. Yeah. You know?
No, I agree. Because also, like, I feel like you've all had class in Breaker, and like going to that horrible lecture hall is actually the worst thing ever. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. sitting in the rooms in Breaker, like the small little classrooms, it's like I feel like I just got transported back to the 1950s.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if any of you have been there. 574 is actually the best building on campus.
100%. Yeah.
I'm trying to gatekeep it, but like I can't gatekeep it because no one's gonna like walk there anyway. But it's like the best building on campus. I like discovered it last year when I declared community health, and I was like, oh my god,
right?
Like, gotta keep this one underground.
Gotta keep this one underground. Like, only the physics and community health majors know about
and
this
and astronomy.
One. Oh well, yes. Anyway,
can't forget them.
Can't forget astronomy. But no, like I think. There is a need to like revamp college buildings, but also like to what point, because then you miss like the history of Tufts. Like if you were to like completely remodel like West Hall, for example, West Hall is like one of the oldest buildings on campus. Remodeling it would like take away from like the charm of Tufts.
The charm.
That we have like a weird Hogwarts looking building in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. There's like, isn't there a really specific word for the architecture on West Hall?
Bad?
No, what? Well, no, you don't think West is beautiful?
I just like it's fake gothic. I think, I don't know, like, you know, I know colleges like Yale that have gothic architecture that isn't actually from that era, but looks really, really good because it's done pretty faithfully.
Hmm.
West Hall is like the Temu version of gothic architecture.
Okay, yeah, no, I totally agree. I just think it's like really nice to look at, especially like right in front of Barnum.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough. Hey guys, not to shake us away from this scintillating conversation, but we only have 10 minutes left and there's one more story to hit.
Let's do it.
So I say we hit it. you want to read this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Well,
yes.
Okay. Mama, a story right behind you.
Oh. Oh, that's not. No. Okay. There was this guy in class that would always compliment my outfits in recitation. We were in the same group all semester, and we always talked after, even studied alone together multiple times. We had super flirtatious banter, and I really thought he was into me. Turns out he had a girlfriend all along and posted for her 1 year on his Instagram story the day after our final. Guess I read into that too much. I don't think you did. I don't think so. The flirtatious banter seems to me like he was low-key into you, but he had a girlfriend.
Right.
Studying together alone, like we literally just talked about it, is like number one riz.
Yeah.
But no, I also don't know what class this is. So, and alone is crazy. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to mess me up because I sometimes need to study with other people because I literally don't know what's happening.
But,
and I don't want people to be like, oh, he's rizzing. It's like, no, I'm actually just clueless.
No,
like,
I don't. This is like not knowing the context of the class, but like the flirtatious banter.
Yeah.
The outfit compliment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What do you think about complimenting someone's outfit?
That pushes the edge for me. It's honestly, this sounds terrible, but like, that was a good reminder of like, you know, just one of the ways you can flatter someone. But also, I think it's like, obviously, like, if you have any, you know, like, understanding of some social norms, it's like obviously a nice thing to do, especially if you mean it. But also, like, I feel like it does insinuate some sort of like, but especially if it's paired with all of that, like, I'd be like, okay, well, this is like a piece of evidence that shows that like this person's not crazy for thinking it was more than just study buddies.
Yeah.
I used to think like a man complimenting a girl's outfit is like very rare. Like, you know, like,
fair.
I don't think, have you guys, I feel like you have, but like, I feel like men,
I like your outfit, Anna.
I have to go away. No, but I feel like men like don't like really like look at clothing in the same way that like girls do.
Yeah.
So like,
true.
Getting a outfit compliment from a man especially is like really,
yeah,
like I get an outfit compliment, not yours, Cosmo, but like,
yeah.
An outfit,
no,
compliment.
It's usually we're just like too busy thinking about like power tools and like,
yeah, exactly.
NBA.
You guys like just don't think about like,
and, like
anything
heavy
except
machinery. Yeah.
And like, how can I use chapstick without looking,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, like,
least sus, you
guys,
way to
you
eat
guys
a banana.
No, but that's not to make it like a generalization on like men, obviously. It's just
right.
Like a very rare.
No, it's a fair point. Yeah. But I think also just generally, like, you know, like men, like the flip side, like receive less compliments overall. Cause
that's also
like,
very true.
You know,
yeah.
Gender.
That's why, I mean, I remember someone being like, I can remember the last compliment I received.
That's
and
a
I
good
think,
point.
Honestly, I think I could do that too. I feel like.
When's the last compliment you received?
Oh my god.
Actually, this morning.
Someone complimented my voice for the radio.
Aw.
And I remember that. So, I don't know. I think you're right in that a little bit less.
You do have a very.
I don't know. Men get complimented less for.
Yeah.
I'm going to compliment you both right now.
Thank you.
Cosmo, I really like your voice for the
Thanks.
Radio.
Okay. Not original, but I'll take it.
Nick, I like your outfit.
Do you?
And that's a callback.
Thank you.
That's really funny. No, I think the person in the story is completely the right TBH with you.
For real.
I know Nick and I know someone close in our lives that had a similar situation.
Wait, recently?
Recently, where
yes.
They thought the person in one of their classes, they'd like hang out together and chop it up and like talk a lot. Mm-hmm. Got her number even. And then realized that she had a boyfriend.
Oh.
Anyways, anonymous person. But
makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like some people have different definitions on like what flirting is. And like for like a lot of people are just very like friendly and open,
sure.
And other people are very reserved, so like I think it's really hard to read into like what another person is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Agreed.
I'm looking at the 3:55 timer right now.
Do you want to provide a Cosmo conclusion here?
I don't know, man. I got no. I'm out here.
Okay.
Can we get a Nick? You want to remix?
Can we do a compliment circle, but you guys only compliment me?
Yeah, Anna, you have so much drip on today.
Thank you,
Nick. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Boy.
I was gonna say, Anna. I think my comment for you is just like I really respect how like like bold you are. Like I wouldn't leave my house wearing that. But like for you, like that's really, I admire your boldness.
Yeah, you know.
Those are my favorite. Have you guys ever seen those comments on people's Instagram where it's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I have.
Anywho, I say we kind of sign off and then maybe we we depart, guys.
Yeah, maybe theme for next week though, backhanded compliments.
Backhanded compliments. Oh, that's kind of funny. Yeah.
let us know.
Heard it here first.
Type in the chat.
But if you have another theme suggestion, we do have a submission box on our Instagram at the Bad Advice Show.
So. Yep,
that is so very true. I'm just looking at the DJ chat just to make sure there's not any straggling.
Oh
my God, yo, that's so sweet. Someone said Cosmo Cal is the greatest DJ name ever. Thank you. I'm shooting for NPR. you can also send my resume to you. Okay, with that being said, shall we?
Yeah.
This has been Bad Vice. I'm Cosmo.
I'm Nick.
I'm Anna.
And you're listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow, that was amazing. Off to Rivendell, I guess, now. Let's hear some automated music, y'all.
Happy Parents Weekend, everyone.
Happy Parents Weekend. See y'all next week at 3 p.m.
Peace out.
Next one. Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac.